Bonjour. Bonjour, bonjour, and welcome to the podcast Fiction After Lunch. I'm Mandy.
I am Sam. We are in the botanical garden of our university.
And there are a lot of people going around, so it's a little bit embarrassing for both of us. So we are trying not to speak so loud.
Yeah.
And I think it will start to wane in a moment.
Soon, yeah. We can already hear the thunder. But I hope you can also hear the birds in the background and the car. And the cars.
Yeah.
It's
a beautiful botanical garden, cars. And yeah, today is like a really special episode because this is the first episode where we are not recording the fanfiction that I wrote when I was 13 years old. Because last episode we finished my fanfiction, so the last chapter that I wrote, which was not finished at all. And yeah, today Sam wrote the next chapter and I have no idea what it will be about, so I'm really curious to see what will happen. Like, my prediction in the last chapter was that she will just kill all of my characters and just,
no,
just imbue them with her own characters.
So, no, I would never do it. Never.
And we had an idea of a book, like,
yes.
Sam.
Yes, I thought that maybe we could turn this into an actual book. Like, maybe you have heard of this before. The book 50 Shades of Grey used to be a fan fiction of Twilight. Or maybe you've heard of the movies they made out of a One Direction fan fiction. And I thought maybe we can do the same. So now we... I'm going through the first chapters and I'm correcting some stuff.
Yeah.
And I try not to change a lot, just make it more readable.
Yeah, like now it's only like, I don't know, every time when someone says something, it's only the name. And like sometimes I also don't include an emotion or something. Like the person is just saying something, but how does the person say it? Like normally just shouted, yelled, but what kind of emotion do they feel? Like what is the surrounding? What's more like? And I already read some stuff that Sam wrote, which was really, really good.
Thank you.
Like, I'm really looking forward to it, and there are people coming. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Like children, this is very nice.
Yeah. I think it's good when children are in nature and looking at plants. Okay.
do we cut all of this out or should we just leave it inside, like our embarrassing silence in between?
And the noise of steps and...
and people going through, like, I don't know. I hope you don't hear the people talking in the background because there are some guys like sitting 10 meters away from us behind a stone. And I really hope they don't hear us because I don't know what will be in this chapter. And from the stuff that I know from these chapters, it's not like you normally don't read this about me.
Have some trust in me.
Okay. Yes, I trust you, but I also know the content. Okay, and yeah, this was my prediction. And I also asked you to include Lisa.
Yes, I did. And
I'm looking so forward.
Also, fiction after lunch. What was your lunch, Mindy?
Yeah, today we also didn't eat lunch together because we meet in the botanical garden and everything. So, and we are living too far away from each other now.
Yeah.
Like you're living more in the north part and I'm living more in the south part. So it made sense for us to meet in the middle and eat lunch separately.
Yeah.
And my lunch was a banana. Some grapes, and I also ate something like, how's it called, a vegan sausage.
Vegan sausage?
Yeah,
okay.
Actually they're quite good.
Mm-hmm.
And what else did I eat? A plum and an egg. So this was everything I ate.
When I met you today, you said you only ate a banana and I was like, oh no, Mindy, you have to eat lunch, but now you're counting.
Yeah,
a list
I'm counting.
Of stuff.
Like this was everything that I ate this morning. Like I was eating banana, grapes, but not at the same time, but after a while.
Ah yeah, okay.
So I'm just trying to remember what I ate until now.
Yeah. Maybe we eat some cake later.
Oh, cake.
Yeah, I had a lecture until 1 hour ago.
I had a lecture for lunch.
Yes, I had a lecture for lunch and after that I just had a piece of toast with cheese and then I started running to the garden. Yes, sport.
Oh my God. Okay, so, but actually, because I ate so many things like separately, I didn't take a picture. Oh my god.
Yes, I didn't take a picture either. Oh, but no. After the episode, we might eat some cake. I pay. It's okay.
Okay.
We can go to the bakery and you choose a cake and I buy it for you. Yes.
Oh my god.
To celebrate my first chapter.
But I should pay you for writing the chapter, actually.
No. This but is how it works, actually.
Yeah, normally. But, normally. Maybe no. I take up your offer.
No, it's okay.
Okay, so.
One more thing. Yeah. We changed the names. Zim is now Tim. Gil and Gia are now Paul and Paula. Because it's now an original work, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And Flippy is now Floopy.
Floopy. I really like this word, this name. Yeah.
And I think we can start. Do
yeah,
you want to
maybe,
yeah?
Maybe first of all, you should also explain why you changed the name now.
Ah, yes. You misspelled it and I found it very funny.
What?
Floopy.
Floopy?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, no. I did say for the original work, we changed the names. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
What else did you want to say?
No, only I think it's getting really dark by now.
Yeah, it's getting really dark.
I think it will really start to rain and maybe soon. We may need to need to take a break in between to get out an umbrella.
Yeah, maybe hide in the greenhouse.
Yeah, but yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Then, and today, because you also wrote this chapter, you will read the POV.
Genau.
I will read all of the characters you said.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But I read the title then.
Yes.
Of this chapter. And the title is Chapter 8, Breaking News.
The waffles were once more burnt when Lisa sat down in front of the TV. Naturally, the waffle maker alone could pay more than 3 of Mindy's rents, but Lisa never managed to figure out how to make her waffles anything but burnt.
Like, how bad is Lisa in making waffles? Like, she has a waffle maker. Like, this waffle maker alone should make like the waffles. Like,
yeah.
It just turns from green to red, isn't it? No, from red to green, I think.
Some lights are turning, but you have to remember which, and maybe she can't.
maybe she's colorblind.
Yes.
So maybe she doesn't see the difference. Oh my god.
She zaps through the TV channels, bored, because most of the cartoons that were on right now, she had already watched many times.
Like the thunder in the background. Like,
yeah.
Oh my god.
It's oh no.
News. What is happening?
As she looked through the different channels, she noticed that there were a lot of news reports going on, more than usual, and there was already a lot happening in the city on a daily basis. Because of Zim and stuff.
The trees oh shit! Down. Oh my god! Look at the trees moving. Look there!
Oh no! Oh!
I think there's coming a storm while we are wheeling. Okay, I want to know the news before we are going to die by a falling down tree.
Falling down tree.
Falling down.
Okay. Okay.
Ah, so it's
your turn.
I need to read Lisa now.
No.
Ah no, the news. News person?
Yeah, you can do a news person voice.
Oh my god. What has caused the pollution? No. Let me think. How does a news person sound like? What has caused the pollution in the lake that made its complete fish population disappear without a sign remains a mystery.
One of the news persons said. The camera showed the city's lake was colored in a strange shade of pink. The plants surrounding the river were all dead except for a single tomato plant.
Why a single tomato?
Meg wanted a story about a tomato plant,
oh.
If you remember. You wanted Lisa, Meg wanted tomato.
A tomato plant?
Yeah, you can buy tomatoes from Meg for 100 euro.
Oh yeah, now we also make yeah. The advertisement for this.
Yeah.
The funder says no.
This is going to be a cool episode.
Yeah, like it's already. But really, I think you made this fish population thingy. I think it comes from the, how's it called? The moment when Gia transformed into a woman and Zim just let out.
Drained the water, yes.
Drained the water and just, we were assuming that everything went into the ocean or something.
Yes, it
so
went.
I think this is coming from this
exactly.
One.
Exactly.
I like that it's coming back.
I have to tie together some loose ends. try to do this in a chapter so we can move on.
Really,
or maybe
like this.
Work
this
with this. Yeah.
Like maybe the chapters until now were like question chapters. Like mm-hmm. some novels do it like this. So like they leave open a lot of questions, then like comes the answer chapters. Mm-hmm. So you're now coming with all of the answers what happened in reality now.
Yes. And I think it would be interesting to work with this and solve the mystery of the fish population. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Zep, which shows that she changed the channel. One. Ah, yeah. The camera zoomed in on a gigantic plant and Lisa changed the channel.
Like Zep. Lisa is not interested at all. Third shooting this week at the middle school of...
Another news person said.
Oh! That's Mindy's school again!
Lisa thought.
Again? Why again?
I think I mentioned before that I assume that this happens more often, that things happen at Mindy's school that are violent and they should be on the news.
As ever, the teacher in the school is like, oh, I don't care anymore. Like all of the children die, like...
So,
oh my god.
So Lisa thought, not at all surprised, because this happened all the time.
30 children in the hospital. Teacher hasn't been found yet. Teacher hasn't been found yet.
This also reminded Lisa that she hadn't talked to Mindy in a while. Maybe they could watch some movies again. Eating
like,
some. Yeah.
Like, okay, let me shortly say something. There was just a news about her school, like 30 people died or anything and teacher's missing and she's like, oh yeah, maybe I should ask Mandy if she watched movies with me again. Like, she's not worried for Mandy at all.
This has to show that Mindy usually survives these attacks for some reason, and also that she's like, what's it called? Abgestumpft.
Indifferent.
Yeah, that she's indifferent to the things happening because they happen all the time.
Okay, so she's like, oh yeah, Mindy will be fine.
Yeah, eating some ice cream or going skating after school this week would be nice.
Oh, this would be really nice.
We should do that.
Yeah, we should actually do it.
When we can do that again. Or we can eat ice cream if you want.
Yeah.
Later. Yeah. Exams wouldn't start until March and they'd have to make the best of the free time they had.
Short question. What month do we have now? Like, now that you also included some time frame.
I thought maybe February. So my first thought when I wrote this was that it's easier to write the season you are currently in. Mm-hmm. So when we continue this, maybe right now that we are recording this, we have the end of April. Yes. So I thought this would make sense, maybe. Okay.
So this is Lisa.
No, this is the news person. I should also write my dialogue tags. Sorry.
Like, okay, you're doing the complete opposite of what I did. Like, I normally want a name before.
And I don't write anything.
So maybe my method is best. No, no.
Yes.
No, not
maybe.
At all. Okay. School may be closed for good.
Zep. A person in a suit stood underneath a large flowery tree, face horrified.
Shots reported at the wet squirrel park. Wet squirrel park?
Because of the squirrel, I wanted a name. Okay. That one was unusual. It was the park where she liked to hang out with Mindy, feed the birds, or play hide and seek when they were younger.
So cute.
Yeah. On the TV, they showed pictures of an empty swing set on the playground in the park.
Okay, why not? Okay.
They were only able to show the crime scene from far away because the police were all over the place.
Oh my god.
Still, it was visible on the huge TV that Lisa's parents owned that there was blood splattered on some of the plants and the ground.
Oh my god. Is it... Like, the blood, is it still coming from the squirrel? Like, oh no, Mandy also was stabbed. I think Jill, I don't know. Oh my god, I want to know what happened.
You mean Paula?
Ah, sorry, Paula? I need to start to remember this name.
Yeah, no, it's good when we keep saying it so the audience
can remember. The audience knows that we changed something.
Yeah, they also have to remember, right?
By the way, is this now season 1.5? No, 1.2.
Yes, sure. Okay. 1.2.
1.2. One body, as well as a squirrel, were found dead by a 75-year-old lady walking her dog today at 4 o'clock in the evening.
The moderator stared in through the camera with empty eyes as she talked into the microphone.
I just remember. Okay, no, you said that the moderator is a she, but I'm losing a very deep voice for her now all the time.
Women can have deep voices, it's fine.
Okay.
You can.
I
you
only
can
thought that maybe she's a man, like with sunglasses and a suit and everything, and he's like.
Women can wear suits.
Yeah, okay.
I like women in suits.
But okay, she has a deep voice. Suspect is still on the run. Eyewitnesses claim 5 graders were involved.
5th graders, yeah.
5th graders.
Yeah.
But I really like the first sentence, like, one body as well as a squirrel were found dead. Which body, by the way? Like, now I'm curious. Like, let me think. Like, who died? Oh, no.
Zep.
Lisa not interested.
No. She's used to this. Lisa took a bite from her burnt waffle and frowned before she drowned it in some more maple syrup while she stared to watch some anime with a lot of blood and death, but very little storyline.
Oh my god.
Suddenly, the phone rang and Lisa lowered the fork to answer the call.
I just imagine her like having a waffle, by the way, and having like a glass full of maple syrup next to her and just like taking the waffle and dipping it inside of the maple syrup and it's like dipping of maple syrup.
Maple syrup.
Maple syrup.
Yeah.
Hello.
There was quiet on the other end.
Mandy? Is it you? Zita? Keith?
What do you remember about Zita and Keith?
I think Lisa didn't pay attention while listening to the news at all. Like, when she listened.
Okay, listen. Usually they don't say the name of the victims.
Mm. Ah, okay. Yeah. So Lisa thinks maybe the class of Mandy is still fine and she's friends with Zita and Keith. I don't know why. Like, she's
why not
in the school.
Maybe. Yeah, she's friends with Mindy and they are not together in the school. Maybe it's just a group of friends who likes to go skating and ice eating, you know?
Okay.
No one answered and she waited for a longer moment, starting to get a bad feeling in her stomach until she hung up. Taking a deep breath, she concentrated on the TV show again.
like she just ignored the phone call, like, oh, okay, let's watch the TV again.
I mean, what should she do?
I don't know, maybe she can call Mandy if she's, like, worried about her. Ah, but they don't have phones, like, smartphones, do they? No.
Wait for it.
Okay.
She jumped a little when she heard the door open.
Oh, maybe her parents are home. Okay, let me think of a voice. Honey, don't forget it's your turn to empty the dishwasher.
Lisa's father appeared, walked past the couch, patted her head, told her not to forget to do her homework either, grabbed one of the waffles and disappeared downstairs into the laboratory where there were chemicals that could kill you instantly.
The chemicals come back.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. I love this chapter. But Lisa's father is, I don't know, quite nice. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know, he also told her, like, don't forget to do this, and just grabbed a waffle off Lisa's hand, like, she was trying to eat it, and like, give me this waffle.
Yes, maple syrup is dripping down his hand and his arm,
he's like,
and he's leaving
leaving his, like, maple
syrup
trail.
Of, yeah. Oh, can you hear the ducks? Those are ducks.
Oh.
No, frogs! This is a frog. I hope you can hear this.
Yeah, I think
I think
it's possible to hear the frogs in the background.
Yeah, hopefully.
Not the cars behind us.
Let's see. Okay. Lisa rolled her eyes. Surely she could empty the dishwasher later. Instead of doing her chores, she picked up the phone once more and called Mindy.
Oh, she's really calling Mindy.
Yeah. She should be at home by now because Mindy's favorite anime was about to start.
Oh my god, that's totally me when I was a child. Like every time when I came home at the same time, I was just starting to watch my anime. Like, okay,
I know.
Mom, give me my lunch, I will start to watch Detective Conan or something.
I know. I wrote this because you told me.
Yeah. But yeah, this is Mandy in the story. She's just similar to me.
Since the story took place in the early 2000s, she had to use the landline. When no one answered, Lisa tried to call Mindy 2 more times. Again, the only thing that could be heard was the beeping those old phones did back when people weren't too anxious to make phone calls.
Like, you're having like one full passage like explaining the story, like, when the story was written?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I think the reader should know, because when you just start reading the story, you think, why didn't they use their phones?
Yeah, that's right? True. Like, normally, all of the problems in the story could have been solved by having just smartphones.
Yes.
Like,
yeah. Not all of the problems, but...
Yeah, like, I don't know, Mandy could
some
have
of them.
The police when they were in school, for example. Like, she just went home with Paula.
Yes.
And, yeah, just went to the park again and just ignored anything. Like, I don't know. Oh, my God.
Okay, common sense wouldn't be solved by having a phone.
Yeah, common sense and phones are missing in the story.
Exactly. Okay. Maybe she should walk over there to check on Mindy, she thought. Suddenly a bit worried. Already having forgotten the dishwasher and homework, Lisa grabbed her pink jacket and left the house. Still in the garden in front of the door, she stopped, suddenly having the tingling feeling at the back of her head that she might be watched.
Oh my god.
Slowly she turned. Then she felt a cold metal pressed against her head.
You don't know, right? Oh my god. I'm so scared that she will be dead now. Like because the next sentence is what kind of voice does he have?
I used a very high voice for him. But he is having his
second personality.
Yeah. Yes. Let's call it that. So it's a deep voice.
Oh my god. Hello, Lisa.
Said Floopy. And this was the day Lisa disappeared.
No.
She disappeared. She's not dead, right?
Yo, but okay.
So, and this was the day Lisa disappeared. She stayed missing for 7 years.
What the fuck?
Until?
What?
No! Your turn!
No! Oh my god. This is so bad tripping, you know? Like, what should I write for the 7 years? This was the day, Lisa. Oh my god.
I don't have okay, first, your thoughts and opinions.
Okay, my thoughts? The fun has come. My thoughts, first of all, I'm glad that it doesn't wait. And I really like this chapter. I really how you're writing and everything. And I think you also wrote this like in English before and not used Google Translator at all, right?
No, write directly into English, yes.
Okay, so we don't have any like Google Translator mistakes anymore, mm-hmm. I think. Like maybe I'm writing my story like also in English, maybe.
If you want to, sure.
Google Translator, I don't know. But in general, I really like that you're like, how's it called? Trying to connect everything that we had until now with all of the news and stuff. Like to have like a summary of what happened until now.
Yes, so we remember, I answer some questions, but I also give new questions that you can answer in the next chapter or later. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like really a summary of what happened until now with like... To have, how's it called, new connection point for the future. Mm-hmm. Like, we can really work with everything.
Yes.
And, oh my god, but I don't know what to do with the 7 years. Like, this really surprised me. Like, there's a bee.
Ah, oh, bee. Oh,
kawaii. Squid.
Kawaii.
Kawaii. And, but Lisa disappeared. Like, what did Floppy do? Oh my god. Like, and he also disappeared from the park. And who, why does he know Lisa? Like, there's so many questions.
So many questions. And another thing I was thinking, like, they were 13 at the start of the story, mm-hmm. and in 7 years they are
20.
Yes, that they now are 20 also means that
we are able to use more adult content.
I wanted wanted to say they are now allowed to hold hands, because before you are 18, you're not allowed to hold hands. I know that some kids are listening.
Don't hold hands if you're not 20 at all.
What do we say? Leave space for the Holy Spirit between you.
What kind of religion is this, by the way? It's not my religion. But, oh my god, I really love this chapter already.
Thank you.
It's not like there are new people coming, they are trying to kill each other, a lot of action is happening, but she's like sitting only in front of the television and like getting all of the news and something. And I really like this, that we have a different news and that everything comes together in a summary, and that now we can have 7 years that we can work with. Oh my god. That means in the next chapter I should maybe write what happens in the 7 years. Oh my god. That's a huge responsibility.
I mean, you don't have to make a summary of what happened in the 7 years. You can just take a point and start writing, and then in the course of the story, we learn what happened in the 7 years. Or maybe nothing happened.
Maybe nothing happened, like just time passed.
Time passed.
Like Lisa was just, like Flippy just wanted to give her a package or something that she was leaving behind. And was like, oh yeah, you lost something, here.
Yeah.
Here your purse or something. And just Lisa went back home and ate waffles and I don't know. Okay, but this is interesting. I'm already thinking of some stuff and oh. Okay. And yeah, so this was the first chapter.
Written by Sam, 23 years old.
And now the story is becoming, I hope, a lot better.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have anything.
We learned some things in the meantime, and I look forward to what you are going to do in the next chapter.
But first of all, we need to say Sam is writing a lot of stuff in her free time, so her writing in general is a lot better than mine, even now. And
Only in the year 2020, I uploaded 200k words to AO3. This is just the words I uploaded.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And I did read some of the stuff. Oh, careful.
Yeah.
Don't fall. I read some stuff that you wrote, and I really love your writing style and everything. And but you need to consider, you need to include the names to say something.
Yes.
This might be an improvement.
It only happened one time,
this
okay?
This is my criticize.
Yeah, sorry.
from the person who does the horrible stuff.
Yes, of course, no one is perfect, and it always makes sense to have a second person to read over your stuff before you post it. I learned this in the last year.
Yeah, normally for everything that you write, even if like academics or something, you normally need to have like at least one or two person or a whole crowd of person to read over it.
Yeah.
And yeah, but next time I will write the chapter, and what kind of things would you like to have inside? Like just an idea of what you would like to have? Or because I said to you I wanted to have Lisa back.
I have one idea free,
you will consider
having it, it's you start the next chapter with Mindy and Zim going to prom together.
To prom?
Yeah, prom night. Like Abiturball.
Oh my god! Like Mindy and Tim, right?
Yeah, Mindy and Tim, exactly.
Oh my god.
Oh.
The prom night will be beautiful. It's
this thunder is foreshadowing.
It's a prom night.
Yeah. And Mindy is 20 when she has her prom night, which means she's a bit
older and...
Yes, and she had to take a class or so two times. Maybe because the school closed. She had to go to another school, I don't know.
This is
completely up to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I will... Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I will include the prom night with Mandy and Zim.
Tim.
I'm so sorry. I can imagine, Mandy just, doesn't have any interest in Zim anymore because he broke a promise and just, goes out with Tim.
Yeah.
Because he has a similar name.
Yes.
Okay, so this was a very fun episode today, and I don't know, I don't have anything else I want to say anymore, apart from dear listener, please look forward to the next episode, and...
We completely forgot to write down the...
social media.
Yes, well, first of all, we now have a YouTube channel. now in April of 2021, we have one episode uploaded, one video uploaded of outtakes from an episode where Mindy is talking about her first homegrown tomato plant.
Yeah, my first tomato plant. Oh yes, my god.
And I animated it, and I think it's not perfect, but it's really cute, I think.
Yeah, it's like for our first try, it's like really, really good in general. And yeah, the episode will come out tomorrow. Like, I think this is the episode, like, before the sixth episode will come out in general.
Yes.
Like, next week, I will have finished the sixth episode, so this is, like, the time frame in between. But for you, it doesn't matter, because this episode is coming later.
Maybe you're listening to this in 2030. Never know.
Like, what happened during the, during our, like, which year do we have? 9 years later for us. And yeah, but maybe we can include our social media. Like, how do you remember our social media?
Yes, you can find us on Instagram under Fiction After Lunch. You can find us on Tumblr at Fiction After Lunch. Nein, Tumblr is Fiction After Lunch. Twitter is Fiction and Lunch, because I didn't have enough letters to write. Email is
fictionafterlunch@gmail.com.
Exactly, but if you find one of the social media, we have a link tree underneath, and you can find it from there, the rest of it.
And also our YouTube channel is now also Fiction After Lunch, so...
Yes.
You can easily find us, like, the tomato plant story.
Oof.
Maybe the world is telling us to not go onto YouTube. But, yeah. So, this is some foreshadowing of the world for us. And yeah, so now that we are also having like a new, like, season 1.2, maybe we also need a new saying bye-bye sentence. Like, don't stay missing for 7 years.
Oh, yes.
Don't, really?
One, two,
three.
Don't stay missing for 7 years. Bye.